Hello, this is Corey, and welcome to the halfway point, I guess, of Act 2. So this will be really interesting. Do we locate the sword? Do we successfully get the sword without killing ourselves and other people? Time will only tell. Actually, not a lot of time within the next few seconds when the episode starts. So, enjoy the show.
Treasure and adventure await those who dare to seek what lie in the shadows of evil. Our realm will have to call upon its newest heroes.
Hi, my name's Matt. I play Geralt Embersoul, the Genocide Wizard.
This is Adrian. I play River Song, the Wood Elf Druid.
Hi, my name is Chris, and I play Topher Biznach, the Wood Elf Ranger.
I'm Corey, and I'll be playing Lazarus Crag, a half-orc barbarian.
I am Josh, and I'm going to be your DM for tonight.
Now join us as we venture forth to glory on this episode of Perception Check.
I do, but so, I'm not gonna.
I know we're gonna try not to wake him, but if
like
we
a full size dragon, or like
a full size dragon,
a full size dragon.
So, go ahead and who's
we have to.
I'm not gonna go in yet because I'm not stealth.
No, that's fine. You're okay. Going in, and you're going in.
I'm in.
So go ahead and give me perception checks.
I feel like I should wait out here. Do you want to?
18, my first good perception.
Nice. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. I had a good roll too.
Okay.
17 plus.
So, underneath, this dragon is kind of like cuddling a big chest, and sitting on its foot, you can see a sword.
Damn. What does it look like?
You're not that close yet.
Son of a bitch.
It's probably the one we need.
How far away is the dragon from the door?
This is a really, really big room. Like a football field across.
Okay.
So and you guys... He's basically like in the center of the room.
Okay. Can I...
So you can get... You guys can get closer. The three of you are stealth.
Right.
The guy said something about... pathicating, I'm assuming we're all pathicating.
Well, you can only talk one at a time, so you have to talk to me, and then I can relay. But basically, yes.
Okay. Basically, heard that Captain Bugbear.
We heard that Captain Bugbear.
could
wait,
possibly
do I have to do this twice?
The
no.
Sword? No. Could possibly have the sword, and then we're supposed to like gamble for it, possibly? Did I not hear that correctly?
But he
I
likes
think
to
that's
gamble.
Right. He likes to gamble, and he may have the sword.
Again, I feel like if we follow this map, the sword won't be just in the middle of this place we're supposed to go.
Right.
But that's just my feeling.
Also, might I add, this is a really, really nice chest.
Like a 36 double.
Was it made by Dwarven Divers?
No. It was, and okay. It is. It's a 40 double D.
Oh.
I don't care about the chest. I say we get out of here.
Oh, man. This is like right up
this
alley
is
of
like,
I need everything.
Yeah. I have to investigate everything. The chest intrigues me, but also the sword at his feet intrigues me.
So you're getting
me.
Close enough to...
No, you are not.
No, can I re-roll,
so
can
he's,
I re-roll
he's
stealth?
He's asleep, so go ahead and re-roll stealth.
Okay. Oh, yeah, that's going to do it.
Yeah,
26. Sleight of hand to take the sword. Mm. No?
So it's just resting on his foot.
Right.
Sleight of hand's also dex, and you
right, it's also
dex.
So that's the only reason I'm doing it, Corey. Oh, 18. God.
Okay. So you pick up the sword.
Yeah?
It's real rusty.
Yeah?
Chips out of it. It looks like a piece of shit sword.
Damn it.
What a waste of time.
Okay. I slowly and gently set the sword on the ground.
It makes a real loud noise.
No, it doesn't.
I just want to reiterate, Lazarus still 100% at his astute observations of things in rooms.
God, do you guys, okay,
said,
do you guys
want to
skip this,
here.
Or do you
want
to try to get the chest out of his arms?
I don't think it's worth it.
All right, now.
I think if
what
we...
What if I cast if Banishment on the to... dragon? Oh, what if I catch... Shit. It's sleeping.
Yeah.
It has no defense. What if use I use my Pokeball?
It's based off of the HP.
What if I cast Banishment on the dragon?
And it'll be gone for a minute.
Well, we right, but yeah, we can go.
Yeah.
Do you want me to do that?
Do you guys want to investigate the rest of the room first? You have no idea where there is an exit to this room.
Yeah, that's true. We're looking at...
I got like an 11.
24.
Yeah, he knows.
Okay, so on the other side of the room, you see a very simple door similar to what you saw in the beginning of the cave, although it's not glass.
Check.
Is it locked?
Do I need to check for traps? Or
no.
Okay. The door's locked.
Yeah, is the door locked?
No, it's just a door.
Okay. Keyhole? Or
No keyhole or anything.
Wood? Or metal.
Oh, the rest of the room.
But that's going to take a while. It'll probably take more than
you're going to sit there and the that's going to take a half hour. So, you're going to be sitting there burning a door like, this is so cool. And so the dragon's going to be like, what the fuck?
I just want to know if that's an option.
So it's not locked?
It's not locked.
Okay, can I do a Splinter Cell kind of peek-a-doo in there with a 16, see what's behind the other door?
An exit. You see snow.
So that's the out of the cave.
I really feel like this dragon's going to bust the fuck out if we take
in
it.
In 1 minute.
I don't know. I kind of like the idea of banishing it and then looking in the chest.
Who speaks Draconic?
I do.
That's true.
I feel like this is one of those situations.
Okay, why are you doing all of this?
Maybe we banish him, look in the chest. If there's nothing interesting in there, then we
he's
just
gonna
run.
Know that you banished it.
Yeah, that's true. He's gonna know that we
banished
it.
But his stuff will still be there.
And we're gonna have to come back this way.
We could fight the Yeti on the way back. Yeti or dragon.
Oh god. I feel like either one, I feel like the Yeti is gonna be like just as powerful. In all honesty, like characters have already been pretty powerful already.
It's a real mean Yeti.
I say we leave the chest.
Okay. Arcana check on the chest.
The chest is closed and 15. You can't see anything.
Okay.
Yeah.
But there's no magic on
the chest. There's no magic on the chest.
Well, with the perception check around the room, investigation around the room, I see a lock on the chest, no lock.
There's another, fairly simple lock on it.
What if I dispel magic?
On what?
The room.
Can
I do that?
Do anything.
No, not in a whole room. You have to pick one specific thing.
The room's not magical.
What if it's another mimic? Right?
What, the chest?
No, just like...
Well, you did an arcana. You did an arcana.
Oh, that's right. There's no magic in
there.
There's
no magic.
I mean, the dragon's a little magic, but...
Yeah. But, you know, and there... What? You see, the dim light of the torches being lit up as you cast that.
What do you want? Just for gold or a fancy item? Is that...
I'm just
a
so
dragon
curious.
Wouldn't cuddle a chest unless it had something incredibly valuable
awesome in it.
Dragons
does
like
it
treasure.
Look like this chest is incredibly heavy?
Name Smog?
It's pretty big. So I fit in a 36 double D chest. Mm-hmm. This is a 40 double D. So it's a little bigger than Erebus.
Would Lazarus be able to lift it?
Absolutely.
On his own?
Yeah.
Would he be able to lift it up and open it?
While the dragon's laying on top of it?
That would be sleight of hand. You might be able to...
Hold on. While the dragon is gone, would he be able to pick it up, move, and lift it up and look inside of it?
Not at the same time, no.
But if someone was walking with him, could the other person check while he's carrying
it? It's got a lock on it, though.
It's got a lock on it.
Yep. It's a fairly simple lock, and it's not magical, but it does have a lock on it.
Because I may have an idea for this chest.
Okay.
But it wouldn't take place now.
Okay, so you're going to wait until we come back?
I'm thinking back through, because we're going to have to basically come back a different way. And so, this is like a long play.
Why don't you wake it up and talk to it?
I do like this idea. I do like the idea.
No, my whole idea was banishing the dragon on the way back, picking up the chest, running the way of the Yeti, and tossing it to the Yeti after checking
it,
and then fucking booking it, and having the dragon chase the Yeti.
That's amazing.
Okay, this dragon doesn't look like it has a way to get... It's way too big for either of the doors that are in this room.
Okay.
But I feel...
DM said we should talk to it.
Yeah, let's talk to it.
I don't want to wake up a sleeping dragon, but I mean, DM says, okay. I say, hey, dragon buddy, how's it going? Good morning.
Are we still stealth, out of the way? He probably has dark vision and stuff.
Yeah. I'll stand right by Tover and wave. Okay. Like, hi!
Hello?
Hey, hello? We're a group of adventurers. One of our friends was kidnapped by an evil pirate minotaur.
One of your friends was kidnapped?
Lazarus. Yeah, he's a dragon.
He's a dragonborn. He's in the ship.
He's in trouble.
Aww. And we're trying to save him, but the guy made us come here to get a sword of some
very
kind.
Very puppy-like dragon.
He's been alone in this cave for a real, real long time. So he was basically put here as a baby and outgrew being able to get back out.
Hmm.
So he has not seen anyone.
Well, now River just wants to rescue the dragon.
Your friend the dragon has been captured.
Yeah, and we need to get a sword. Do you know anything about a sword on this island? You've never been out of this room?
Never been out of this room.
Oh, shit. What, do you know what's in your treasure chest there?
Yes, I do.
How deep is this
It's about, like, deep?
Like, if you're looking at the side of the cave to the outside, how thick? Is this really...
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. It wouldn't be something that you could, like, blow a hole big enough for him to get out. No.
I don't have, like, miniaturized or, like, a spell to make him tiny sneaking out.
Yeah.
And it's not a super powerful sword that's in the chest, though.
Oh, no.
Okay.
No,
so. No. Okay.
I have this sword, though. Do you want it?
The rusty one? No. We don't think we'll be able to do anything with it.
Shit.
Thank you, though.
Will that work?
Can you cast
Mr. Dragon, what is your name? You speak common, right?
Yeah. Oh,
What is your name?
My name is,
You didn't name the dragon.
Devin?
I didn't name
Belshazzar.
Belshazzar?
Belshazzar.
I kind of like that.
Can I call you Fluffy?
I've never been given a name. Fluffy sounds great.
Would you like to get out of here?
I would love to get out of here, but I don't think I can.
Well, here's the thing. I'm a wizard.
What's a wizard?
A magical guy.
Okay.
A wizard is me.
I'm a wizard.
I actually have potions that he could use too.
You have potions?
That he could use to get out of the cave.
What potions do you have? Because I have a spell.
Misty potions. Don't worry about it. If you have a spell.
I do have a spell.
Ask him and say, what's in the
chest?
So
you would like to get out of here.
For your freedom.
Yeah, very much so. But I won't fit through the door.
Mm. Right, that is a problem. For non-wizard folk!
I don't know what a wizard is, and stop shouting, please!
I'm just excited.
You're scaring Fluffy.
I cast polymorph on the dragon.
Oh, yeah!
You gotta make a deal first, crazy man.
Ask permission.
Oh, may I cast polymorph on you, dragon?
I don't know what that is, but why?
I'd like to make you smaller so you can fit through the door.
And then I'll change you back.
What are you going to change me into?
Anything small enough.
Scary, I hope.
Anything small enough to fit through the door.
A small bird.
A bird? I've only seen one once. It was delicious. You see a single tear roll down his eye.
Oh.
I put his tear in like a vial.
You want to save a dragon?
Lazarus says
it probably
so,
cures cancer.
So what kind of a dragon are you?
He doesn't really know how to answer that, but he is a elder red dragon.
Okay. So we would love to help you get your freedom. In return, would you maybe want to help us? You know, being your good friends. If we were to get into some trouble, would you want to maybe help us out?
How would I help you?
Well, help us
fight an evil bugbear.
Help us get the sword to help our dragonborn
friend. And we may need your help later retrieving our dragon friend. You know, your own kin, your own blood.
Oh, would it be dangerous?
Maybe.
Not for you.
Are you sure?
Pretty sure. You're hanging strong.
True sight. Or true strike on the dragon, and I tell him about his own defenses.
Okay, you have to understand, this is a dragon that has never seen anything other than the inside of this cave. It doesn't understand what you're talking about.
Okay, so I explained to the dragon that I can cast a magical spell.
This is basically like trying to talk to a puppy.
Okay.
So he is a giant fucking dragon, and he's super powerful, but he does not understand
Explain polymorph to Finley.
He's a puppy.
Polymorph, but you can explain to him that his scales are
That's what I'm saying. I'd like to explain.
He doesn't understand it.
I don't think this guy's going to have a mean bone in his body. So what if we trade freedom for what's in the chest?
Yeah. Would you be willing to part with the chest? Or is it something that you need?
Well, it's not something I need. But I was told to keep it.
Who told you to keep it?
I don't remember. It's been such a very, very long time.
Well, why don't you peek inside and tell me if it's anything that you can remember?
Well, it's got a lock on it, and my fingers are much too big to handle a key.
Let us break the lock?
I'll get it for you, and you can look at it.
This sounds like a fair enough deal.
All right. Does he have a key, or do I just, like, pop it open with a...
He doesn't have a key.
Okay.
Use an axe or...
Can I get it with my bone?
Now, this might be loud for just a moment. And I ask Lazarus to break the lock with his axe.
Is that something I'd be able to do?
It's a fairly small... It's a
tiny lock.
It's a small but very ornate lock.
Geralt, if you get me killed...
Mm-mm.
So I'm attacking the lock?
Yeah.
So that's a 20.
Okay, upon hearing this huge, thunderous noise, he covers his head like a little puppy that just heard a fire truck for the first time.
All right, where am I in relation? Because I'd like
you're standing fairly close to him.
His face?
Yeah.
Okay, I stroke his nose like a horse.
Okay.
It's going to be all right.
That was very, very loud. Please don't do that again.
Well, it was just the one time, and I did warn you.
I know, but I didn't know it was coming.
Should
have
counted to three.
That's true. And in the future, I'm going to be so much more careful.
Oh my goodness.
About loud noises.
But anyhow, let's look inside the chest.
Let's take a look inside the chest, shall we?
Okay.
Doesn't he already know what's in it? I thought
he
asked
forgot.
Him.
He forgot.
Oh, that's right. What's in the chest?
Inside you see three fairly large vials.
Okay.
We don't know what they do.
They're about the size of a water bottle.
Okay.
And the liquid inside is red.
Do these look
useful? All three of them.
Uh-huh.
Okay.
And inside there's also a note. And the note reads... for fuck's sake.
It's literally what it says. For fuck's sake.
Only use in the most dire of moments.
So, use it for fuck's sake.
Yeah.
That's all it says?
Mm-hmm.
Is it signed?
No. It is very, very fancy handwriting, though.
Okay.
It says,
I
only use in the most dire of moments.
I feel like dire is a clue.
Arcane check.
Arcane check, sure.
It's not magical.
Damn
it. Okay. I'm taking a sip of...
No, I'm just kidding. I open the chest and I show the vials and the note to Fluffy.
I can't read that.
Still can't remember.
It doesn't look like anything would be useful to me. Is it tasty?
I don't think we should.
Well, it does say, and just bear with me, use in the most dire of moments. Rawr? Is that what you said?
Yeah.
Use in the most dire of moments. And right now, I feel like we're pretty safe, so I think this isn't a dire moment. You were meant to maybe keep these, but it seems like maybe you don't need them.
Maybe it would help him get out of the cave?
Well, I would like to get out of here.
Well,
can we just
use polymorph to do that,
I'll tell you what.
Yeah.
I can get you out
of
here.
I have no use for the chest. And if it's not tasty and it doesn't look frightening, but it's surely not tasty. So I don't see why not. Go ahead.
Okay, I cast...
Warn him.
Okay, Fluffy, I'm going to turn you into a bird for a brief moment to get you outside of the door.
What if I get eaten by a dragon?
Well,
you are the dragon.
I will keep you safe, and that's a promise.
What if I get eaten by myself?
Turn him into a bird and then put him in your, like,
yeah, I'll turn you into a
bird
pocket. And then I'll put you in my pouch.
Put him in the crotch pouch that you have in your robes.
There's a little worm in here.
No, I'll put him in my bag of holding. I'll put it in my bag of holding, and and I'll explain this to him. I'm going to cast Polymorph on you, which will turn you into a small bird. I will push you in my bag, which is a bag of holding, into a separate dimension, and then I will take you outside and release you.
That sounds real scary.
Don't worry about it. Polymorph.
He's now a very small bird.
I assume he's willing, so he doesn't have to be a... Okay. I put him in my bag, and we walk out... I walk out the door, and I take him out of my bag, and I say, "You're free now, and thank you for your help."
Dispel magic.
Dispel magic.
Okay.
And
he's a dragon.
He turns into a huge dragon.
Into a huge fucking dragon.
In front of me.
Yeah.
In your hands.
Yeah, well, I can just cancel the spell. I don't have to dispel
it. All your fingers are broken.
So he, like, lands with a thud, and thank you very, very much. Also, do you guys want to see my kick-ass drawing of a dragon?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wait.
Like,
let me see
like
that.
The Coda Mundi that we saw at the...
He looks like a whale mingo.
The
from
Coda Mundi we saw
in
the
fair.
I don't know. Whale I was trying mingo. To think, like, the room's, like, 300 feet across. He's, like, 80 to 100 feet. Like,
right.
He's... fucking gigantic.
Yeah.
The one that you guys fought in the digging fields
was an
right.
adult.
Was an adult.
Yeah.
This thing is like quadruple its size. Is
right. It Fluffy, sure. may I have one of your eyelashes?
I don't have eyelashes.
Hmm. Well.
How can we? How
may we contact you?
Yeah, if we ever want to talk to you.
I don't know. I'm probably going to go fly up there. He looks around. He's never seen the outside before.
If you find a ship, just burn it.
That sounds
no
dreadful.
That's such a bad...
Erebus is in it.
That's awfully general.
Not only is Erebus on it, not only do we not know when he's going to find the ship or what ship it is.
Okay,
you just
bad idea, Fluffy. Cancel that.
He's
not going to do a lot of great with
he's running around
today.
Just burning ships
yeah,
everywhere.
Yeah, just burning all ships
yeah.
that he ever
like
sees for the rest of
his
life.
He, like, flies past the town, and there's just, like, 8 ships docked, and he's just like...
Fast forward to the future. All of the heroes have to go fight a dragon who's burning hundreds of ships.
The finale of our entire D&D campaign is just fighting this
kill
giant dragon who's burning ships.
Let's pretend I didn't say that.
Told him
okay.
Fluffy.
I think I want to go
can
away
you,
now.
Can you sense your dragonkin?
No.
Mm-hmm. Alright. Well.
Bye, Fluffy.
We love you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
I'm assuming you guys took the vials and then
yeah,
you
yeah.
took the
well,
chest.
We're still in the...
Yeah.
Okay.
What are we going to do? We have all these really nice chests. We have 2 now.
We don't have a chest. We just have the vials.
He said he wanted to take the chest.
You want to lug that chest around?
Lazarus.
Guys, it sounds like we're going to have to gamble with something.
Don't we have Erebus's chest in the bag of holding?
I see.
Too?
Whose bag of holding? Gerald's the only one that has a bag of holding.
Yeah, I'm the only one right
can
now.
Can you put the chest in it?
Erebus has his own bag of holding.
Can't
yep.
put it in there. Can I?
Yep.
I can stuff that chest in the...
60 cubic feet is the dimensions of
okay,
the
fuck it, I do
pocket
that.
Universe that is a...
Cool.
Yeah.
Bye, Fluffy, and thank you so much.
Well, thank you.
Be kind.
I'm going to go fly around now. And he just... takes off.
Should we camp in Fluffy's room?
So I'll explain the situation. So this little thing is another little alcove where you are shielded from the wind. It is fairly close to it's like the not the twilight hour, like it's like dusk right now. So it's getting dark.
We should probably rest, is what you're saying.
And there, if you walk just around this, which is not very far, you can see
the castle thing.
I was trying to be quiet until he got around that because he's going to knock the mic and make a lot of noise on the recording. You can see a castle.
I say we camp here and go into the castle tomorrow.
That's a good idea.
Okay. So you guys set up camp again?
Yep.
I'm assuming you guys still have wolf meat and all that, so you guys are having dinner.
And we're like nice and cozy in the cave instead of being outside in the cold.
Yeah.
And you set your alarm.
Or just lock the doors. But sure, I'll set an alarm if you want. I think we're pretty safe in here.
Yeah.
Okay. In the dragon's cave.
So morning comes. Night was uneventful. You guys slept well. You guys pack up whatever you need
do
to
I
for camp.
Back?
Yes. Yeah. Full half. Yeah. Full health, full spell slots.
Cool.
So that's what happens when you talk to people instead of attacking their furniture.
Yes. Okay, so it's a maybe...
Full spell, full health.
Yeah. Maybe a 20-minute walk to this castle.
Okay.
How do you guys want to approach it? There's a couple of different ways that you guys can get into this castle. So there is obviously a big, like, drawbridge-style front door. There is walls that you guys could scale with, like, guard towers around it. There is, you know, a couple of smaller door entrances around it, but it's a castle.
Sure.
How do you guys want to proceed?
Yeah, I don't want to grapple up the top, do you? Are you...
I was thinking of just, like, strolling in.
Were you really?
Yeah.
Okay. And we... I'm with Lazarus on this one.
The drawbridge, okay.
And we just...
So you guys just go knock on the door?
Straight in.
Yeah.
Okay, there is a small little opening that opens up, and a tiny little... something pops its head out and goes, "What the hell are you doing here?"
I'll handle this, you guys.
Okay.
He's good with small little
somethings. We're from the Guild of Castles on Remote Islands.
Bullshit.
That's where we're from, man. We're making sure that you are connected to other castles located on other remote islands.
Listen, if there's anyone else that's not going to lie to me that's going to tell me why you're here, then go for it.
Hey.
Have you never heard of the Guild of Remote Castle Islands?
We're here for the sword.
What sword?
You know.
You know it when you see it.
The chief won't be happy about this. And he opens up a... He doesn't, like, drop the drawbridge down, but there's, like, a smaller door that's built into the drawbridge, and he opens it up.
That would be funny if he did. It's a tiny door, and he's like, "Come on in!"
This is very Wizard of Oz.
Well, that's a horse of a different color.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, why didn't you say so?
Basically, yes. Yeah. Okay, so you guys go in.
Okay.
As you're walking through, it's a pretty ornate castle inside. It's very well lit, very well furnished. And as you walk into, like, the main throne room, essentially, you see, standing in front of you, a huge army of... There is dire wolves laying on the ground. Behind them, there is tables of bugbears that are all sitting and talking and eating. And the very back of the room, you can see sitting on a huge throne, the bugbear chief.
Okay.
Lazarus walks in and goes, "Sup?"
"Well... why are you here?" says the bugbear chief.
"I will be happy to tell you." With Garrel's voice.
"Hi, I'm Garrel, and you are?"
"My name is Trogdor."
Okay,
first of all.
"Trogdor, I'm Garrel. I'm here for the sword."
"Trogdor, have you ever heard of a pirate named Dredd? He's a minotaur, a white minotaur."
"Listen. You sure did make a mess of my beautiful island. So."
Debatable.
"Agree to disagree."
"Very few stumble upon this island, and out of those who do, none of those have ever made it through the wind-blasted spire or the cave of the Drake. So why are you here?"
"Well, we were forced to come here. It wasn't really a choice."
I relay him to the tale. The tall tale.
"So you're going to lie to him?"
"No.
No, Dredd the Minotaur."
Of Dredd the Pirate, who kidnapped our friend.
"It took Erebus and forced us to find a sword for him, this fabled sword which apparently dwells on this island somewhere."
And Lazarus says, "I guess since we're here, I guess that means we're pretty lucky."
"I would say that you are. Or damn good at something."
"That too.
Well, so there's a guy with a wardrobe that would probably have a different idea."
"Yeah,
both points.
How is Dax doing? I haven't seen him in quite a while."
"I'm gonna be honest with you.
Is he fucking that thing or like..."
"Well, yeah. He's got a strange obsession with his wardrobe.
Did you meet Lex?"
he may not be our best friend.
Who's Wait, Lex?
Who's Lex?
Well, Dax and Lex both live in there.
We don't know who...
We don't know which one we met.
We didn't know... We didn't learn anyone's name.
That's not a very good way to make friends now, is it?
I'm going to agree with you on that, Dragor.
Yeah. We weren't really in the friend-making, zone.
But Fluffy is our friend.
Fluffy.
That's true.
Who's Fluffy?
Nothing.
Nobody.
It's a secret.
Anyways, so what do you want?
We want that sword so we can give it to this Dread guy so that he'll let us have our friend
so
back.
So why would I give you my sword? I obviously have enough people here to take you in single combat or anything else. So
because
drive a hard bargain.
We have
I walk
great
up,
treasures.
I walk up very close to him, if I can.
You
may,
can't.
May I approach?
No. They're,
may
they're,
I approach slightly?
May I take
you
a
walk
step
one
forward.
Step forward, and one of the dogs growls at you.
Dogs?
Down, boy.
The dog.
Dire wolves.
Down, boy. Animal handling.
I have really good animal
They're not wild. They're pets. They're not going to listen to you.
20.
Doesn't matter.
Dang it. Okay.
It doesn't matter what you roll.
Nice. Okay. So I raise my hands, and I say, I hear you may be a gambling man.
Who did you hear that from?
Somebody.
Dax?
Nothing.
As you start to put your hands together...
No,
like,
I didn't do that. I didn't do that.
Yeah.
Why not?
I was just trying to, like, be mischievous. Dax. If you'd like to know, maybe... A wager?
Wager for what?
Information.
I have the information that you want. You have nothing that I want.
Well, it seems like you don't know who told me that you like to gamble.
Well, that's irrelevant if it's a lie.
Give us your sword and we'll tell you who told us that you like gambling. That's the deal, Bugbear Captain.
Strategy.
I'm sorry.
Maybe there's something we have that you would like.
Like what?
Nothing. That's what.
Like a...
Well then get the fuck out.
Blue vial.
How about a treasure chest?
A treasure chest. Why would I want a treasure? I have many, many treasure
it's
chests.
It's beautiful.
This one's extra.
So are mine.
Size.
What about
I
potions?
I start slowly pulling out a treasure chest.
You can't lift it.
What, how did I get it in my bag?
He put it in there.
So
okay.
I start slowly.
Not all the way.
Does
just
the
a peek. Just a tip.
Have
yeah,
potions?
Just a peek. Now this, my friend, is what we will be wagering for.
Why would I want an empty chest?
Oh, it's not empty.
Why would I want a chest in general?
Because you don't know what's inside.
Just in case you have a dire situation.
Listen. It's my chest anyways. I know what's in it.
Ah. But it's in my bag.
Wonderful.
Would you like to gamble for it?
Why would I gamble for something that I no longer need?
Okay.
It was...
Good point, Trogdor. You got me there.
Okay. You give children teddy bears, right? What do you give a massive fucking dragon... You can't give it a stuffed animal. So you give it something big. Something it can't easily break. And then you leave it the fuck alone.
Well, that dragon is no longer.
So you killed my dragon?
We have trained it to battle.
And all of the bugbears stand up.
No, I did not kill the dragon.
Okay, half of them sit back down, but all of them are looking at you.
Okay.
We gave him a treat and pet his snout.
Well, I don't know what to do here.
The only thing we know about this guy is that he likes to gamble, but he doesn't want to gamble for anything, so we're...
Sure. Anybody have any suggestions?
I'll tell you what. I have no use for the damn sword, but I also know that it's valuable. So. You. You have a lovely axe on the back of your... On your back?
Yes.
What's a trade?
A trade?
A trade.
This is a pretty special axe.
My sword for your axe.
This is a pretty special axe.
Fine. All right, I'll tell you what. How about a trade of skills, then? If you can best my best, you can have it. And if you lose, I get your axe.
What type of a thing are we doing?
One-on-one combat.
With who?
Whoever I choose.
Are they in this room?
How about a contest of urine and feces shaping? Because I've gotten really good at that lately.
That sounds disturbing, and I really, really wish that you'll get some help.
I didn't get good on it.
Okay. Yes, he's in this room.
Okay.
And I
him, is it?
I cast shield on
no
him.
I think they're gonna allow that in one-on-one.
Yeah, you'd have to dispel it before. Support.
Okay, sleight of hand. I'm really hoping this works.
It's up to Lazarus.
That's a critical fail.
Yep.
So you do this.
Critical fail.
Lazarus, do you want to risk your...
Well, you don't know.
Oh, in a battle with...
I was gonna say, it's up to Lazarus.
Well, if it's going to get us a chance at the sword.
Yeah.
May we help in any way, Trogdor?
Absolutely not. This is one-on-one combat, not...
Question.
Yes.
Regardless of winning or losing, it's all a fair game between me and whoever you choose for me to battle. Would we be able to rest here?
Of course.
Okay.
Hmm.
Yeah, let's do it.
Okay. So, we can go ahead and put that away. You guys walk into a little side room, and it has an arena pit dug in it.
I think we should go get Dax and have him change, you know, make himself look like Lazarus again and fight for us.
So you're saying we can't do anything during this fight?
I don't think we're going to win this battle.
What, like...
Let's just say that there's an anti-magic shield around this thing.
Got it.
Yeah. This is one-on-one combat. If you try to cheat him, you're welcome to try, but if you fail and one of them catches you, you've got to understand you're in a room of, you know, with basically an army. So... It would end very badly, I'm sure.
Army of bugbears.
Do I have other equipment on me, like chocolates, truffles, anything like that?
No, no health potions, no magic items, nothing potions. Like that,
okay.
No.
Okay, just so I'm understanding
correctly. Do I have my rope?
Rope?
Yeah.
No, this is strictly...
Okay, just axe?
Yep.
Okay.
If you want your hand axes, go for it, but... This is melee combat. There's no tricks, no anything else.
Yes. Well, normally, we would be able to.
Can I bring a shield into the battle?
That's melee combat, fair.
Yeah, I don't see why not.
Okay. Before we go into this arena, can I have a conversation?
Can I?
If you're going to be using River Shield, no.
Shit. Okay.
You don't know it any different from a
shield. It's on your back.
He just wants to borrow my shield. You don't know it's anything special.
Yeah, but he walked in with what he has on him. You walked in with what you had on you.
All right, let's do it.
Okay.
So, who's coming out?
You see a very, very large man walk out.
Okay.
No, he is a Goliath.
Okay.
You need a slingshot.
Yeah.
sling.
So he walks out and he has a huge warhammer.
Okay.
Like, it's about as big as you.
Okay.
So go ahead and we'll go
roll for initiative?
No, we don't need to roll for initiative. I'm trying to figure out how I want to have you do this. So hit point for hit point, this is going to be a really long battle if we just attack. Mm-hmm.
Well, I am also going... I was planning on going into a Frenzy, which is an upgrade of Rage, which gives me a third attack.
Okay. Well,
and
in
also
that case,
+2 damage on all of my attacks.
Okay. In that case, we will just do straight up and down combat.
Okay.
Okay?
Okay, so roll for initiative.
Go ahead.
20.
Okay. So you will be going first.
Okay. I am frenzying. So first attack with body spray, 19 plus 7. That's 26.
That'll hit.
Okay. And then that is 9 plus 6, so 15 damage.
Okay.
And then second attack, 11 plus 7, 18.
No.
No? Okay. So...
You said how much damage for the first one?
What did I say?
12?
15
damage.
Yeah. And then... Missed on the second hit.
Third attack, 16 plus 7...
That's 20.
That's
20.
Or
23.
16 plus 7?
Yeah.
23.
Yeah.
16 plus 7.
That's going to miss.
23 is going to miss?
Mm-hmm.
What did I get on the first roll?
26.
Yeah. Okay.
He's got to be at 24 yeah. or above.
24.
Okay.
And where are we? You guys are basically like in stands.
Okay. So there are we. Are we anywhere close to the Trogdor?
No. So
would
he's,
he sit with us?
He's
or?
Sitting up above. So basically, the way that this room is laid out, there's a pit in the center. Where mm-hmm. they are, that's
yeah,
a, yeah know, 30 feet
Coliseum,
deep.
Coliseum,
sure.
Yeah,
right? And then there's stands, it, and yeah. then the king is sitting up here.
And where
up
are
above
we?
Everyone else.
Where are we?
You guys are just in the stands.
Okay.
Yeah.
So he didn't invite us to watch this with him?
No.
Okay.
So you're in the stands just like any other peasant.
And sorry. I will say, while I'm in a rage, I am resistant to bludgeoning, piercing, and slashing damage.
Okay, that's fine.
Go ahead.
Critical fail.
First attack is definitely going to miss. That was a critical fail.
And the second attack...
I don't think that's still anywhere close. What's your AC?
17.
Yeah, no. Okay.
It costs
and it's
action.
Gone forever.
I didn't see it.
Here, Josh. Can I use mine?
Nope, I got it. So he hits you for 7 damage.
And then that's halved. Because I'm resistant. What's
okay.
he hitting me with his hammer?
Yeah.
I'm guessing bludgeoning?
Yep.
Okay. So...
What, you took
what
3?
4.
4. Yeah.
4?
4 damage.
Yeah, you gotta take the higher.
So I'm at 91.
That didn't,
okay, my
I
turn?
Okay.
6.
Okay. So... Great axe. Ooh, that's not going to do it. Second attack, 18. That's not going to do it. Third attack, 19. That's not going to do it.
Okay.
This is going to take forever either way.
Yeah.
He is... I don't think so. He's going to hold out his hand.
Oh, okay.
And the Warhammer vanishes. And in its place, you see a mace.
Okay.
25.
25? Believe it or not, that will hit.
Okay.
It's D10, isn't it?
It's 1D6.
Oh, is it really?
Yep. So that is 11 points of damage.
11 points of damage. What type of damage does it do?
It's bludgeoning.
Bludgeoning? Okay, so that's halved.
Yep.
So
six.
So it's a 19.
Yep.
And he crits on 19 as well.
Okay.
So luckily it's halved. Plus 5 would be 16, so you take 8.
8, okay.
Yeah.
You were 85.
Add 3 back.
Was that 85?
Mm-hmm.
And then I lost 8.
Just and another 5 damage.
And then another 5 damage.
72.
Okay, see if I can hit him.
Okay.
Nope. Nope.
Yes.
19
crit on
plus
19, right?
7. I don't crit on 19.
Mm.
But
that's enough to hit, though.
26.
26.
Okay.
Oh, yes.
12 plus 6, so that's 18.
Okay. And that's one attack?
Yeah.
It's probably. The only one that hit. Yeah.
It's the only one that hit.
Oh, okay. That's not going to hit. Neither is that. Neither.
Yes.
Hey.
Oh, yes.
6-3-3.
He's rolling worse than Lazarus is.
Nah. Damn it.
That didn't hit.
Okay. So he gets pissed at this point.
Okay.
You see him sort of like shrug his armor off and huck it to the side. And he's going to pull out two long swords.
Okay.
So his AC obviously went down. But he's still pretty damn hardy.
Okay.
Fuck me. What is 9 and 12? That's over 20. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, so that's going to hit.
21, sorry.
3. So 9 slashing.
So it'd be so 5.
5?
5, yeah. You always take the higher when you're attacking.
Okay, and he crits again.
So okay. 9 total, right?
Yeah.
My turn?
Yep. Damn it.
Nope.
What's your plus to hit?
7.
Oh, okay.
No, 17 was the highest.
Okay.
You don't. He has a lower AC, though. You don't know if he has
it was a 17. I'm pretty sure it's not a 17.
So that will hit.
Yeah, it's going to be like above 20.
5. Six.
What's your plus?
12.
Plus 12? Oh, 20. Okay.
Yeah. That'll hit as well.
Can I pathicate to him?
4.
4? Mm-hmm. So 5, 6, and 4?
Yep.
Was that all the halves?
Yes.
Okay.
Yep. Can I pathicate to him?
Yeah.
15. Okay.
It might be a little bit distracting, but
okay.
Yes.
Yeah, right. I pathicate, and I say, take out your shield.
It's an action.
Yeah, that'll take an action, and then also instead of 1d12 possible damage, it's 1d6.
Oh, shit. Okay, never mind. I just was thinking maybe you could defend a little bit better.
I'm going to attack with my axe. 17 plus 7, that's 24.
That'll hit.
10, so 16 damage.
Okay.
Nope. 14, 7,
21.
Yeah, that'll hit.
Yes. 9 plus 6, 15 damage.
You're rolling pretty good damage, which helps.
Yeah, but I don't think I'm going to. I didn't go into this thinking I'd win.
Okay, he's not bloody, but he's definitely not looking so great.
Okay.
What are you at health-wise?
He's not I'm bloody, at 50. But he's not looking so great.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay. He's going to change once again.
Okay.
So he is going to put away his long swords.
Okay.
And he is going to pull out a odd-looking short bow. Okay. So it's not wood. It's just sort of looks like it's made out of red light.
Okay.
So it's a conjured magic weapon, essentially.
But it's a ranged weapon?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
So, and he's going to shoot. It's also piercing, which you're still resistant to, correct? 17 plus 9?
Yep.
Okay. 9, so 5?
Mm-hmm.
That's a 6.
I know.
Oh, plus.
Plus 3.
Yeah. Got it.
By the way, he's not proficient with a short bow. He's just kind of pissed off. And then he kind of just holds his hand out, and he's going to cast Eldritch Blast.
Okay.
So that will be...
Save and throw from him, or what?
No, it's just a ranged spell. Okay.
Damn.
So that'll be a 20.
I have advantage on saving.
So 3, 5, and 5. So 13 points.
13 points of damage?
Yep.
Okay.
I don't know. I can't help, so like I don't know what to do.
Okay, so I'm going to attack him again.
Okay.
7, so 20?
Yeah, that hits.
That hits?
Ties.
Okay. 4, and then 6, so that's 10 damage.
Okay.
First attack. Ooh, that'll be nice.
18.
4, 6, that's another 10.
22 so far.
Okay, and then 7, that's 16.
15. Okay. He kind of has like a... almost like kind of like a poncho on, and he shrugs that off too.
Okay,
he's pissed.
All right.
Apparently, he gets naked and he gets pissed.
Don't most people?
The more angry he is, the more clothing he takes off.
Ooh. That's a fucking nat 20. Okay.
Second attack.
Yep.
Okay.
10.
11 damage.
11 damage?
Yep. Okay. What are you at?
Is that halved?
That is halved.
That is halved.
Yeah. Okay.
That's a bow, right?
I'm at 21.
Okay.
Now he's bloodied.
Alright,
go
ahead.
Yeah.
Okay. 19, that's 26. 4 and 6, that's 10. Alright, second attack. That's not going to do it. It was 8 and 7, so 15.
He is very bloodied, by the way.
Okay, 18.
Yep.
And 6, 11.
21
points of damage.
Yep, 21 points of damage.
Okay, do you see the bugbear captain, chief, stand up? Enough with this contest.
Yes, thank God.
I don't need you killing my best officer. All right, you have...
Lazarus goes, totally what happened.
You have bested him in single combat. Take the sword, do what you will with it, be gone.
Can we still get a rest?
He said we could.
Of course, yeah.
Okay, cool.
There's no hard feelings. I'm just a little mad that I lost.
I understand. But that gets rid of my level of exhaustion for going into frenzy.
Nice. Okay. All right. Cool.
Woo!
All right. Well,
okay. So he walks all of you back into like the main throne room. And. Sitting basically behind, but like hidden away inside of his throne, you see the sword.
Yeah.
What's it look like?
It's huge.
Okay.
What's it look like? How do we know it's the right sword?
It is a barbed sword. So it almost looks like it's serrated, but more. Points less actual serration. I know you just put your dice away. No. Will you roll a strength saving or a
strength check?
Yeah.
13 plus 4, 6, 7,
17. Okay. You struggled to pick it up. Quite a bit. So with that roll, you're not going to do it. Okay. So we will do. So you kind of muster yourself and we'll do like a take 10 sort of thing. And you finally heft this thing
up.
Well,
is this before we rest?
After. Like the next morning.
I could still be enraging and give me advantage.
Oh, there you go. Okay. Well, do you get any modifiers? Okay. So the next morning.
There you go.
So you sort of, you know, muster all the strength you have. And you heft this thing up, but it is quite literally the heaviest thing you've ever picked up.
Okay.
Put it in my bag.
Would you be able to carry the bag?
No, you can't. It would weigh down your bag too much.
Okay.
We have the biggest chest in there anyway.
Yeah.
Okay.
So he bids you farewell, and he says one more thing before you go. How are you planning on getting back down?
We have a plan.
Which is?
A secret.
Would you like a little easier way?
Yes.
Okay. So,
in unison, everyone in the party says yes.
So you see a fairly out of place looking black door. And everything else in this castle is big wood, you know, stone frame doors. This one just looks odd where it sits. So it's a very, very oddly shaped black door. And he goes, go right through there.
Okay.
You guys go through?
Thank you. Yep.
Yes.
I say thank you, and I... Is the Goliath in the room?
No, he is recovering. You beat the living shit out of him.
Okay. I give the captain a gold piece, and I was like, give that to the Goliath for his time.
Savage. Okay, so you guys go walk into this door?
Yeah.
Okay, so it takes
it's a
you...
mimic!
everyone's dead. You wake up back at Hogwarts. No. So inside is basically just a tunnel. Okay. It's very poorly lit, but it takes you basically from here and spits you out basically here.
Okay.
So it's a fairly steep, it's got stairs built into it, and there's like a little grove of trees here that you guys come out by.
Okay.
Cool.
Okay. Da, 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 da. Okay,
so we make it back to the ship, basically.
Yeah, so basically you're back to, although before you guys actually get back on your ship, what are you planning on doing with this sword?
I must say, I was very terrified of losing my axe body spray. But luckily, it's still there, and I love him. So, like, subscribe, review, rate, all that stuff for us. Please go to iTunes, leave us a review, contact us through our Facebook, love to hear from you.